ready to dive into something pretty wild. We're talking antibiotics and your gut. And honestly, this goes way beyond just antibiotics kill bacteria.
Way beyond. We're going deep on this one.
The study we're looking at, it shows how antibiotics can directly impact your gut, even if they don't touch the bacteria at all.
Wild, right?
Definitely not what you'd expect.
So the study is called Get Ready For It. Antibiotics damage the colonic mucus barrier in a microbiota-independent manner.
Catchy title, huh?
But seriously, mucus, it's not exactly the most glamorous topic, but it's way more important than you might think. It's your gut's own personal bodyguard.
Seriously, it's like a protective shield lining your entire digestive tract.
You ever get that icky feeling when you have a cold? All that mucus you're blowing your nose on? Your gut has that too. It's all over and it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
Totally. Think of it this way. Imagine all the bacteria in your gut, like a crowded city street. You've got tons of people rushing around, cars honking, going about their business. You need some kind of control to stop them from spilling over into the stores, causing chaos.
That's the mucus. Like barriers and security guards, keeping those bacteria from getting too close to your intestinal walls.
Exactly. Keeps everything in order.
But here's where it gets really interesting. This study found that some antibiotics, even those taken orally or intravenously, can actually mess with this crucial mucus barrier.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. We're talking potential links to some serious health concerns like inflammatory bowel diseases or IBDs even, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, that kind of thing. A damaged mucus barrier is basically an open invitation for trouble.
No kidding. To really nail this down, the researchers didn't mess around. They used germ-free mice, even did fecal transplants, all to make sure it was the antibiotics themselves causing the problem, not just some side effect from changes in the gut bacteria.
It's like they wanted to eliminate every other possibility, isolate the cause and effect as much as possible, which is really important for a study like this.
So we've established that antibiotics can disrupt the mucus barrier, but how? How does that actually happen?
$1 million question, right? Well, that's what the researchers really wanted to figure out.
Right, get down to the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. So they started by testing out different kinds of antibiotics, you know, see what happens. And as you might expect, the oral antibiotics, the ones you swallow, those led to some issues with the barrier.
Makes sense. They're going right through the gut.
Exactly. Direct route. But, and here's where it gets really interesting. They found that some antibiotics, like vancomycin, even when given intravenously, like straight into the bloodstream.
So bypassing the gut completely.
Yeah, they still cause the same damage to the mucus barrier.
Wow. Okay, so that's pretty wild. It's not just the antibiotics directly, you know, wiping out good bacteria in the gut. There's something else going on, something weirder.
Way weirder, and that's what they wanted to pinpoint. So to get to the bottom of it, they use some pretty high-tech tools. We're talking RNA sequencing, serious computer analysis, the whole shebang.
Sounds complicated.
It can be, but think of it like this. Imagine you're trying to understand what's happening inside a busy factory. You could stand outside and guess, right? Or you could look at the blueprints, see how the energy flows, analyze what's coming out.
Okay, I'm with you.
Right. So RNA sequencing, it's like looking at the blueprints for the cells. It lets scientists see which genes are turning on and off, basically get a peek into what's happening inside the gut lining.
Oh, that's cool. So it's not just guessing, it's actual data.
Exactly. And they took all that data and used super advanced computer analysis to pinpoint how those antibiotics were affecting the cells. Imagine a detective with all the latest tech solving a case.
Very high tech. So all this high tech sleuthing led them to something called ER stress.
Sounds kind of intense, right? Don't worry, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Okay, good. So what is it then?
So basically, inside every single one of your cells, there's this little structure called the endoplasmic reticulum, ER for short.
The ER.
Yeah, and it's like the cell's own little factory. It builds things, packages them up, ships them out, specifically proteins, keeps everything running smoothly.
I'm with you.
But sometimes the ER gets overwhelmed. Like a factory working overtime, you know? Things get backed up, start going wrong. That's ER stress.
Ah, okay, I see. So too much to do, not enough time.
Exactly. And what these researchers found was that certain antibiotics, especially this one, vancomycin, it seemed to be causing this ER stress in the cells lining the gut.
And the result of all that stress.
You guessed it, less mucus production.
Wow. So it's like a domino effect.
Kinda, yeah. But get this, they even took gut cells, put them in a petri dish, completely isolated, no bacteria or anything, and added vancomycin.
No bacteria at all.
Interesting.
Right? And guess what? The mucus production still plummeted. directly messing with it.
Wow, okay, so that's a whole other level. It's not just the microbiome, it's the antibiotics themselves interfering with how our bodies work.
Yeah.
So big picture, what does this all mean for our health?
Well, remember that protective barrier, the mucus keeping everything in check? When it weakens, things get messy. Think of it like a leaky faucet, right? A few drips, no problem. But a big leak, that's damage. Same with your gut. A messed up mucus barrier is like a sieve. Things that shouldn't get through. Bacteria, toxins, they can leak into your bloodstream.
Not good.
Not good at all. Triggers your immune system, causes inflammation. Some inflammation is normal, but too much, it's like a fire that won't go out. That's where you get those inflammatory bowel diseases, all sorts of other problems.
That makes sense.
And to make matters worse, this study actually found that in mice with colitis, a type of IBD, the ones given vancomycin, they had it worse. More inflammation, bigger ulcers, the whole nine yards.
So that mucus barrier is really important.
Absolutely essential.
But there is a bit of good news here, right? Didn't they find something that helped?
Yeah, they actually found this bile acid, TUDCA. It seemed to protect against the mucus damage, like giving those overworked ER factories a helping hand.
Interesting. So it's like a potential treatment down the line.
Maybe. It's still early days. Needs more research, especially in humans, but it's promising, you know?
Definitely. So we've covered a lot today, and it turns out antibiotics are way more complicated than we thought. It's not just as simple as kill the bad bacteria. They can have these ripple effects on our own bodies, too.
For sure. It's all connected, you know?
It really highlights how interconnected everything is and how important something as simple as mucus is for our health.
It's the little things, right?
Exactly. And it's a good reminder that when we take antibiotics, we need to think about the whole picture, not just the bacteria, but what's happening in our own bodies too.
Absolutely. Talk to your doctor, ask questions, see if there are ways to support your gut health too.
Your gut and your mucus will thank you for it. That's it for this deep dive. We'll be back next time with more fascinating insights into the world of health and science. Until then, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep on learning.